Mishnayis Mesecht Beya. The first Mishnah, Beitzah Sheinolda V'Yomtiv. If you have an egg that was born on Yomtiv, so it's a machloikis. Beishamai Yomrim Teyochel. Beishamai says, not only that it's not muksa, but you're even allowed to eat it. Teyochel, you're allowed to eat the egg that was born on Yomtiv. Beis Hillel Yomrim, Beis Hillel says, Loisa Yochel. No, you're not allowed to eat the egg. And what then the Gemara says really means to say you're not allowed to touch it either. It's muksa. But since Beis Shammai says Loshen of Tayochel, Beis Hillel also says Loshen of Lois Tayochel, you're not allowed to eat it. And in the Gemara, there's a lot of different ways to learn what the Machlekes is, whether it's Machlekes in muksa, or whether it's Machlekes in the Yisra Hachona the Rabbah. Whereas it's Machlekes in Yisra Gzeres, Awigoyzer, Mishim Perish and Oshru, or Mashkim Shazovu. Then the Mishnah says, Beishamai Yemer Beishamai says, Soor Bekezayis, Vechomitz Bechakoyseves. When we know on the Easter Pesach, on during Pesach, it's also to have Chomitz in Yerushus, there's Nisa by Yerol by Yemotzei. So Beishamai says, if you have Soor, that sourdough, the Yisra by Yerol by Yemotzei is Bekezayis. But Vechomitz, if you have real Chomitz, then the Yisra is the biggest year of Bekoyseves, which is a shear of a date. Well, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says no, zev zev bechazayis. Both sourdough and regular chometz, the yis even for bayiro or bayimotzei is only with the kazayis. It's even with the kazayis. Then the Mishnah says the third machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that ha shoychet chaya voif biyomtiv. If somebody makes a shechita on a chaya, a wild animal, the oif or a bird, that in these two, there's a mitzvah of kisi hadam, that when the blood comes out, it's supposed to go into offer, and then you're supposed to cover it on top with offer. So Beis Shammai, Yemer Beis Shammai says, that yachpor ba'deker v'yechase, you should know if you shecht on yomtiv, and now after the shechita, you have to do the mitzvah of kisi hadam. If you don't have offer prepared before yomtiv, you're allowed to take your shovel, Yachpo Badeker Yechasa, you'll have to take your shovel and dig in and take out the dirt to cover up the blood to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. And the Gemara explains what it means to say really is that you had this Dekin Noitzman by Join. You had this shovel like stuck into the ground from before Yomtiv, and now on Yomtiv all you have to do is just pick it up and take the offer to cover up the dam. So Beis Shammai says this is Muter, or Beis Hillel, I mean Beis Hillel says no. Lo yishchet. In such a case, you're not supposed to make the shechita. El imkein hoyu loy offer muchim b'vayyim. Only if you had offer dirt prepared from before yomtiv to be used to make the mitzvah kisi adam, then there's no iser. So then you can make the shechita. But in the case where you don't have the right offer to make the kisi adam, then Beis Hillel says you're not even allowed to make the shechita. Lo yishchet. But Beis Hillel agrees. Shim Shochat, let's say somebody did not listen, but he went and made the shechita on Yomtiv, and now he's stuck that he doesn't have what to make the kisi adam. Sheyachpo badekav yechasa, that if he had the shovel stuck into the ground from before Yomtiv, then that makes it b'miksas a little bit muchen. So now b'dievet Beis Hillel is maskim is moida that you're allowed to use this type of an offer to make the kisi adam. And then the Mishnah goes on with the new halacha that she'efer kira muchenu. You should know the efer, the dust, or the ashes inside the kira, inside the furnace, is also called muchen, prepared to be able to use to do the mitzvah of kisei hadam. And the Gemara says it means from hasaka shel erev yomtiv, that means the wood or the things that you burnt erev yomtiv, so it was finished already, this ashes from before yomtiv, therefore it's called muchen, it's called prepared, it's not called neulad, you're allowed to use it on yomtiv. Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says, Ein moilichin es hasulam. You're not allowed to move a sulam, a ladder, mishoivech lishoivech, from one bird nest to another bird nest. Because it's a marasayim, people will think that maybe you're taking this ladder to fix your roof, and you're not allowed to fix your roof on Yomtiv. So therefore, there's a marasayim not to carry this ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest. But if you don't have to really move the whole ladder, you just want to tilt it like from one window to another window, that's mutter. Beis Hillel says, no, it's mutter. This type of a ladder, everybody knows,
like it's used for a shoivech to get the birds down. Therefore, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to move it on Yom Tov. Beishama Yomim Beishama says, Lo yitoil elim kem nena mebayoyim. You're not allowed to take the birds on Yom Tov unless you first shock them, like pick them up before Yom Tov, like you know exactly which bird you plan to use, because otherwise they're muksa. Ubeisil Yomim Beisil says, I made it enough just to stand the Omer and to say, Zeh v'zeh ani noitol. This or this bird I want to take. As Basila holds, you do not have to pick up the birds before Yom Tov, but it's enough just to speak out, like to say you have das, you want to take from here, from these birds on Yom Tov. Then Mishneh Dalet, Zimein Shchoyrin. Let's say you prepared before Yom Tov to take the black birds that you have in your nest. And then when you came on Yom Tov, you found Levonim, you found white ones there. Or else the opposite, you prepared Levonim, the white birds, Umotza Shcharim, now you found black ones there. Or El Shnayim, you prepared two birds there, Umotza Shloisha, now you found three birds there. So the locher is Asurim. They're also to use these birds that you found now on Yom Tov. Because we say the ones that you were Mechid flew away, and these are new ones that came now, and you were not Mechid them, you did not prepare these before Yom Tov. Therefore, they remain muksa, they are assumed to be used on Yom Tov. What about Shloisha Umotza Shnayim? You first prepared three birds, and now you came on Yom Tov, you only found two. Then Mutarim, because we say just one of the three flew away, but the two are still here. Besoy Hakan Umotza Lefnei Hakan. Let's say you prepared the birds inside the nest, and when you came on Yom Tov, you found the birds outside the nest. Is Asurim, we say these birds are Asa, because we say the birds from inside flew away, and these are other birds that came here. But the Yemein Shamelahim, if these are the only birds all around, then Harei Elu Mutarim. Then we say for sure these are the same birds that you prepared inside, and therefore these birds are also Mutar. Mishnehei, Beishamai, Oymi Meishamai says, Ein Mesalken Es Hatrisim Biyom Tov. You're not allowed to take off the screens, like the door that's movable, on Yom Tov. Ubeisilo matirin afli hasir. Beisilo says, no, you're allowed to take off the screens, and huadin, you're also allowed to put them back on again after you finished using it. And the Gemara says, this is one of the svaras, shim lo yatirilo lahachziram, lo yirtzel asarkam. Therefore, the Ramata mesayfoy mishum tchilosam. And here we're talking about you have food inside this store like, and you want to take off the screens now to use it. So therefore, Basil says you're allowed to take them off and put them back on again. Beishamai Oymi Beishamai says, A noitlin esho'eli lekatziv olav basar. You're not allowed to touch this oli on Yom Tov because the oldest muksar, even though you want to use it to cut meat, chop meat on top of it. This oli is like a thick piece of wood that usually you use to chop other things on it, which on Yom Tov it's also to chop things, chop food. So therefore, Beishamai says it's muksa. You can't use it even to cut meat, which meat is mutter to cut on Yom Tov. But Beisilo Matirim, Beisilo says, no, it's mutter. As long as you're doing it letzarech gufay, it's only like a kli shamlach to liyisar. Therefore, if you're doing it for the purpose of the kli itself, you're allowed to touch it on Yom Tov. Beishamai, Yomi Beishamai says, a noisnin esor lefnei hadarson. You're not allowed to put the skin down on the floor in front of people that should trample over it on Yom Tov. For lo yag bienu, you can't pick it up either. El in came yeshimoi kezayis boser. Unless there's at least a kezayis boser on the skin, then we say the skin is not muksa. But otherwise, we hold Beishamai holds the skin is muksa. But Ubeisilo matirim, Beisilo says no, the skin is not muksa. Because he holds the skin, it's chozi to sit on. So therefore, it's not muksa. You can pick up the skin even though it does not have meat attached. And therefore, he's also matir to put down the skin in front of the darsan. Because the Gemara says if they weren't matir this, then people will not shech the animal at the beginning on Yom Tov, if they know they cannot do anything with the skin. Then the Mishnah goes on, Ein moitzin lo yes hakoton for lo yes halulov. Beishamai Yomi, Beishamai says, Ein moitzin on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry out. Lo yes akotin, not akotin, lo yes alulav, not lulav, for lo yes sefer Torah, the Rishus Rabbim. Beishamai holds, you're not allowed to carry these things out to Rishus Rabbim. It's only mutter to carry out oichol nefesh, food itself. but something that's not food, you're not allowed to carry it out on Yom Tov. But Ubeisil Matirin. Beisil says, no, it's mutter. This portion of Mors Maskona that Beisil holds mitoich shehutru hoitso letzorech oichon nefesh, his hutru afilu shlel letzorech oichon nefesh. So if you let it carry out these things, as long as there's some tzorech hayoim, you need it for today, for Yom Tov.
Your Mishnah Vov. Beishamai, Emir Beishamai says, Ein moilichin chala, you're not allowed to bring chala, means if you're mafrish chala, that's when you have a kneading a dough, so you have to take off chala to give to a kohen. So you made the dough before Shabbos, and your mafrish, you took off the chala, so lochur is now you're supposed to give it to a kohen. So Beishamai says, you can't give it to him though on Yom Tov. Ein moilichin chala umatonas lakohen b'Yom Tov. Or else the matnas kuna that you want to give him from a behemoth, that's the zeroyah v'lechayayim b'keva, that's the tongue, the stomach, or the zeroyah, the arm that you're supposed to give the kohen matnas kuna, Peshama said, now give it to them on Yom Tov. Bein shrumu miyamish, even if you took it off yesterday before Yom Tov, bein shrumu miyam, even if you took it off today on Yom Tov, still you cannot give it to the kohen today. Ubeisilo matir, Beisilo says no, you let it just take the challah, or the matzah, you let it give it to a kohen on Yom Tov, since it's a sarach hakohen, he's allowed to eat it today, therefore it's called sarach hayim, you let it carry it to him on Yom Tov. Omrulem Beishamai, Beishamai said, Gzeirah Shava, I have a Gzeirah Shava. Beishamai said to Beisilo, it's a Gzeirah Shava, that chalo or matonis matonla kohen, both of them go to the kohen, chalo and matonis. Who truma matan lekohen? Who adin? When you mafri truma, they give the truma also the matana to the kohen. If so, Beishami says kishem shem alichin es a truma. Just that you know how to give the kohen truma on Yom Tov. Kach the same way ain alichin es a matanis. You know how to give the matanis to the kohen on Yom Tov. Or mulehem beisilus. If Beisil said back to Beishami, loy imamatim truma. No, the Talach was only said on truma. You can't give it to the kohen. Shein es a kohi baramosa. Because the kohen is not zochim, means you can't be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Therefore, in order to give it to him as a gezer, if you give it to him, he may be mafresh truma today. But teyomu b'matonis is a koi baramoson. Mashenkein by the afroshes of chalo matonis, the kohen is zocho with the afrosha. In other words, afroshes truma is never chal on Yom Tov. You have to take off truma before Yom Tov, and now let it take it off on Yom Tov. Mashenkein chalas, sometimes it comes out that you have to knead a dough to bake the challah, to make bread on Yom Tov. And if you first make the dough, you're allowed to make lisher on Yom Tov, so then challah didn't have frosher right now. So therefore, since it's first challah on Yom Tov, therefore Beisil holds, you're allowed to give the kohen the challah, the same thing by behema. You first make a shechita now on Yom Tov, you need the meat to cover Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to give the matonis to the kohen. Mishnah Zayin. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Beishamai Omerim, that tfolim nidoichim b'modo shalates. Tfolim, that's type of spices. You let it chop them up on Yom Tov, nidoch, to chop them up. B'modo shalates, you have to use a special chopper, a chopper that's made from wood, and not the regular one that's made from stone. You have to make a shinui from the way you do it b'choil. The Hamelech, if you want to chop up salt, papach, you have to use a pach, that means an earthly kli. Not even a meducha, you have to make a bigger shinui. Melech, that you should have done Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, unless you make a big shinui, a big difference. So you have to use the pach, or the eight haporer, or else with a stick. The stick that you mix up the pot with, that you're allowed to, but not with a chopper at all. That's like two shinuyim, a different plate and a different wood to chop it with. Oh, Beisil and Mesil sounds like this. Tfolim are the spices that's not so good to do before Yom Tov. You have to do it, it's better to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, you also need Dokum Kedarkin. The Motor Shalevin, you'll have to chop them up in a normal chopper, even to use one made out of stone. Via Melech, just salt. But Motor Shalevin, you have to make the Shinu, but not a big Shinu like Beishame says. Even a smaller Shinu, just use a Shalevin, use a wooden one, not a one made out of stone. That's enough of a Chayel. That's enough of a shinui that you're doing different than the weekday. Mishnah Ches. Habur, kidneys, beans. Somebody wants to separate a kidney as beans, but tzarech achilus Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So Beishami says, bur oichel v'yoichel. Let it take out the oichel, the one you want to eat, and use it. Well, Beisila Mesila says, bur kedak, and you let it make bur the regular way. That means if you have some dirt in it, just throw away the dirt. You don't have to take out the good. You let it take out the psoilus mitoich oichel. Even though on Shabbos this is also, but on Yom Tov it's mutter even to take out the psoilus, the bad, from the good. Bechek, you're allowed to use like your lap. Bechekoi,
or else the kanoin, that's type of a kli, type of a basket, or the tamchui, that's like a big plate to make this shina with. But you can't use the regular tavla. You can't like make burr on the table itself. You can't use a regular sifter. The type of sifting. These are kelim that are miyuchet for burr. These things are also. Why? Because it looks like you're making a lot at a time. It looks like you're doing it for tomorrow. And therefore it's also midi rabbonim. Beisul is only matter to make burr boi bayom, what you want to eat today, and not for tomorrow. Falei bekavra, or another type of a sifter. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer af madiach v'shoila. Rabbi Gamliel says madiach means you got to put water on top of the kidneys, and that way also you separate that the pseudos, the beard, floats on top, or else v'shoila, and then what floats on top you take it out. Umaitzes the pseudos, you take out the beard from the with your hands. That's also muta, even that type of a borer. That's muta to do on yomtiv. Mishnah Tes. Beishami, Omer Beishami says, Ein Mishalchin B'yomtif, you can't send things on Yomtif. Elamonis, only portions of food that you can eat today on Yomtif, like a bosser or fish, that you could eat on Yomtif. Otherwise, you shouldn't send things on Yomtif. Or Beisimon Mesila says, Mishalchin B'ein Mechai V'yayf, no, you let us send an animal to somebody on Yomtif, because maybe you may eat it. A whole animal, a chaya, a wild animal, the earth and birds, ben chayim ben shchutim, whether they're alive or whether they're geshachtin, since it's possible to be used today, you let us send it. Meshalchin yenish, let us send wine, shimonim, oil, slotois, and flour, the kidneys and beans. All these things could be used today on Yom Tov. Avoloi tfua, but not tfua, not like wheat, because those things have to be ground up first, and it's also to grind it up on Yom Tov. But since it's not royalty today, you should not send it on Yom Tov. If you have a shim in matter to have a shim and even two also you're allowed to. And he also because it's efshla kutcha machteshes ktana, you can make a shinui to chop it up in a small chopper, that you make it for dice like for cereal, and that's muta to do on yomtiv. Therefore, even this you're allowed to send on yomtiv. But Allah is not like a bishimin. Mishnah Yud, Mishalchim Kalim, you're allowed to send clothing to your friend on yomtiv, bain tfurim, whether they're sewn and ready to be used, bain shenim tfurim, whether they're not sewn, bain shenim tfurim. So even though they're not roy to wear right now, they're roy with all the schasas ben be yomtiv. He could cover himself with it on yomtiv. V'yafalp shesh from klum, even though it has klaim on it, and he's not allowed to wear it, still you're allowed to send it. Because he could wear it, let's say it's hard begodim, that you have no hanof from it, that'll be muta to sit on at least. So you could have some enjoyment from it, therefore it's muta. V'ein l'tzorach hamoy, but providing the tzorach for yomtiv. Avoloi sandla m'sumah, but you can't send somebody a sandal that has nails stuck into it, because that's exerim, and everybody not allowed to wear this on yomtiv. For le minul shenatov, you can't send a shoe that wasn't sewn up. Also, we can't wear it, it has no use from it, it can't be worn. We have Yudan Vudis says, Afla Minalov, and you can't even send a white shoe. Because you need a professional person to make it black. They didn't wear white shoes, it was unmade yet, unfinished. You had to first blacken it. So that takes an umen to blacken. It's also to do on Yomtiv, you can't send it on Yomtiv. This is the general rule. Anything you're allowed to have a nof from on Yomtiv, you're allowed to send it. But something you can't have a nof from on Yomtiv, therefore you're not allowed to send it on Yomtiv, it's not called Tzarech Yomtiv. Alright, Adkan Perek Rishon.
It's Masech Tebeya, Perek Sheni. Mishnah Aleph. Yomtiv Shechal Lias Erev Shabbos. Let's say Yomtiv comes out on Friday. So Lachar is Lo Yavashel Odom Batchila Miyomtiv L'Shabbos. Because even though on Friday Yomtiv, we know you're allowed to cook for Yomtiv. Oichol Nefesh, to cook food, you're allowed to for Shabbos. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to cook extra food on Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos. And this is going, if you did not make an Eruvei Tavshilin. Without an Eruv Tavshilin, Allah is lo yivash, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. Abu Mavashilu le Yom Tov. But Allah is you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov itself. V'yim hoyser hoyser le Shabbos. For if you have something left over, the leftovers you're allowed to use for Shabbos. So this is the way it should be midiraisa, now, or even midirabonin. But the Mishnah says now, the oiser tavshil erev yomtiv. There's a heter now midirabonin to make an erev tavshilin. That means prepare food from before yomtiv. Let's say yomtiv is Friday and Shabbos, or prepare food on Thursday. That means make an erev tavshilin. V'saymech olav l'shabbos, and then if you have that erev tashlim, that food that you made, let's say we put a matzah and some fish, so let's say, or an egg, so let's say you have that egg still around on Shabbos, so therefore you have that still around on Yom Tov, so now on Friday Yom Tov you're allowed to cook specially for Shabbos. Now, how much do you have to leave over for an erev tashlim? Beis Shammai or Meshammai says shnei tashlim. You have to have two type of foods. Shnei tashlim. You have to make erev Yom Tov l'shem erev tashlim. Who beis Silang Mesila says tashlech is enough to have one type of a food. That's enough. V'shavin, both beis Shammai and Mesila agree. V'dog u'beitza shalov. Let's say you have a fish and you put some egg on top of the fish. Shein shnei tefshilim, that's considered like two dishes, and according to Beis Shammai, that would also be good. What's going to be now, ochloi, let's say you wait up the Erev, before you want to start cooking on Yom Tov. Oy Shabbat, or else the Erev got lost before you want to start cooking on Yom Tov. Then the lochri is loy yivash lolo batchila. You're not allowed to cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos if the Erev was lost or eaten up. V'yim shayim imenu kolshu. But if a little bit, at least a little bit, was left over, because at the beginning you cooked a nice piece of, cooked an egg, and now most of it got lost, but there's a little bit of it left over, the locher is, as long as something is left over from that first Erev, it's considered like it's still here, and you can still cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Pshat is an Erev Tashil, and has to have at least a kezayis. When you start out, you have to have at least a kezayis worth of the food. And then later on Yom Tov, if it gets lost and you have a little bit left over, even less than the kezayis, you can still be samech on it for an erev tashlim to cook on a Yom Tov Friday for Shabbos. Now the reason why an erev tashlim works, and the Mefarshim speak out, the most simple pshat is that even though really it's awesome with the rice to cook from one day from Friday to Shabbos, it's awesome to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. The pshat is like this: Talmid the rice to a samech on heter of hoyel. That means when you cook on Yom Tov, even though you have in mind for tomorrow, but since it's possible to eat it today, so midirai sits mutter, that's called hoyel. Maybe guests will come in and you'll have to use it on Yom Tov. So as long as it's possible to be used on Yom Tov, there's no issue midirai sa. Just midirabonin, still it's also. So the rabbonin was mekel the tzarech shabbat to say if you make an erev tashlim, meaning you started to cook on Thursday before Yom Tov, so now it's not considered like you're cooking directly from Yom Tov for Shabbos, but rather looks like you started cooking from Choyl. It's a Choyl, it's an Erev Yom Tov cooking for Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. Chalias Achra Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, the first day after Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says, Matzvilo Nesakom Lofnei HaShabbos. You should go to the mikveh, become tor before Shabbos. In other words, there's a mitzvah to be tor, to be clean for Yom Tov. So here the Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos, so Beis Shammai says you should go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Who Beis Silo and Mesilu says Kelim l'fnei Shabbos. Kelim, you want to be tovel a new kli that you bought off a guy, that the loch is you're not allowed to use it until you first put it into the mikvah. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That you have to do Erev Shabbos. But for Yodim B'Shabbos, a person himself, he could go to the mikveh even on Shabbos. So somebody is makbid to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov. And Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, even though the kavon is to become tor for Yom Tov. Because first of all, the reason why it's mutter on Shabbos is because it looks as if a person is just taking a shower, just washing himself. So therefore you're allowed to go to the mikveh to become tor on Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Gimel, even though we said before you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, because it's nearer kemesak, and it looks like you're fixing up the kli, since you cannot use this kli before you put it into the mikvah, so you're not allowed to put the kelim into the mikvah, again, the new kelim that you bought off a guy, or not even new kelim, but any kli, oichel, any kli that you use for food, that you bought off a guy, if it's made out of metal or made out of glass, you have to be toivel it. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, "V'shavim, we both agree, v'shavim v'silul, she'mashkin esamayim. You are allowed to make your water tor. Let's say the water became tamei, and now you want to make a tor. And the Gemara says people will mock it even to drink the water b'tayra. So you're allowed to take this tamei water and she'mashkin esamayim be'kliyev and the tyron. Here it's called hashaka.
that you put the water in a stone kli, that the stone kli is always torah, not makabel tumah, only the water was tameh. Mashikim means like you're kissing. You put the kli down in the mikvah that the top of the waters touch one another. When the mikvah water just touches the water in the kli, the water becomes torah. That's called hashaka. They just touch one another. Avaloi matfilim, but in the case where the kli was tameh, you're not allowed to do this and be table the kli. That's also midirabon. It looks like you're being misak and you're fixing up this kli to make it usable. But it says, umatfilin migav legav, umechabura lechabura. These two type of tefillahs are only midirabonin, and therefore it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Migav legav means, let's say you have a wine vat, and you have kelim that you want to get the wine into, so you would tevil your kelim, this pitcher, you would tevil before Yom Tov. But I'm asked to use this wine just for chulin. And now on Yom Tov, you change your mind and you want to use this wine to make it into truma, let's say. So locher is midirabbanon, even though the kli is tor, you have to be tevil it a second time, l'shem truma. So that's called megav legav, from one purpose in the vat, in the wine yard, in the wine place, to another purpose, you're allowed to be tevil it even on Yom Tov, because it's only midirabbanon, it's not really called nira kimisakin kli. Or else megav legav means if you have oil, it was, you table this to put oil of chulin, and now you want to change it to put wine of trumer in it. So again, you have to be tabled a second time. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Same thing on mechabur lechubur. That's from Mahilchas Pesach, that you would table your kelim to eat the korm Pesach with this group of people, and then you change your mind. You want to eat the korm Pesach with a different group of people. So locher is midirabbanon. You have to be tabled the kli a second time. So since these tefillahs are only a chumra midirabbanon, therefore we'll make you allowed to do these on Yom Tov. Mishnah Dalet. Beishami Yomer Beishami says, Mevi in Shlomim, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could eat from it. So therefore, it's called like Koichon Nefesh. Befrat the Shlomim means a Shalmich Hagiga, Simcha, that you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. But Vien Simcha Naleim, now to make a mitzvah Smicha, which usually the Bailim, the owner, has to come and put his hands with all this power on top of the head of the animal. Which that's an ism of the Rabbanim, you be mishtamish with a Baal Chai. It's also to touch, to be mishtamish, to use a Baal Chai, to put your weight on top of a Baal Chai on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So therefore, Bishamish says you should not do the mitzvah smicha on Yom Tov. But you can't bring a korban oiler at all. Since the korban is not edible, we don't eat from it, we only burn the korban oiler. Therefore, there's no hetter to bring it on Yom Tov. Oh, Beisil says no. Mevi'in shlomim the oilers for some kind of lay. Mesilah held no. You're allowed to bring a korban shlomim and a korban oilah. And there's the korban oilers riyah that there's a mitzvah to bring on Yom Tov. Mesilah holds that's mutter to bring it on Yom Tov even though you can't eat from it. So in other words, Mesilah holds, and the pasuk says Chag Lashem. So anything less Lashem, any chayves hayoyim, you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So there's a chayv to bring, an obligation to bring a korban oilers riyah. So therefore you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov even though we do not eat from it. And he holds the mitzvah smichas also. He says, since there's a heter to bring the korban, the mitzvah smichas also muta. And because they still hold takeh the smicha shchita, means you have to do the smicha right before the shchita. So since you're doing the shchita on Yom Tov, you have to do the smicha also on Yom Tov. However, let's say it's time to bring a neder and a dova, it's not a chayiv to bring today, that even they still agrees you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Mishnei. Beishami says, Lo yochem odem chamen the raglof. A person is not allowed to heat up hot water on Yom Tov for the purpose of just washing your feet. Elim kem ruy lishti, unless they're fit to drink from. Ubeisil matir mesil says, no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to heat up hot water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing your feet or your hands. And the Mishnah then says, Oisa odem medura o mischamim kinegda. According to Beis Hillel, you're also allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to create the fire, but if you have a fire going already, you're allowed to put wood there and burn the wood to make a madura, to make a fire, in order to heat yourself on Yom Tov. And the machlokes b'shem b'sil here is the famous machlokes, if we say on Yom Tov, mitoich shehutru, letzarech oichon nefesh, hutru na mishle letzarech oichon nefesh. That is, even though on Yom Tov it's only mutter to do cooking on oichon nefesh, on food, here to cook up the hot water for the purpose of washing your feet is not really called food. So therefore, by Shammai says, you're not allowed to cook up the water just for the purpose of washing your hands or feet, because that's not called Eichon Nefesh. So it's only mutam if you could drink from it. So then we say, once you're able to drink from it, so the more you cook up is like only a ribui b'shirim, which is muta, b'shirim simchas yontif. But b'shirim holds, you're allowed to cook the water for the pure purpose of washing your hands or feet, because he also saw of mitoich, that since this heter of cooking was done for eichel nefesh, you're allowed to do it for other purposes also, as long as it's called it tzarech hayayim. It has to be for the purpose of today. So washing your hands and your feet is a tzarech hayayim. Therefore, you're allowed to cook up water on yomtiv to wash your hands, who are in to wash the dishes, it would be mutter. However, to cook up water for take a shower, your whole body, that we hold as osa. That's not called shavu l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that's fit for everybody to do, and that's not called fit for everybody. But upon of you.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We'll continue the Mishnah on the other side. Turn over.
Cook up water for take a shower, your whole body, that we hold as osa. That's not called shavu l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that's fit for everybody to do, and that's not called fit for everybody. But upon of yod of raglan is called fit for everybody, therefore they still hold, you'll have to cook up the water on yomtiv, but tzarech washing your feet. Mishnah Vav. Shloisha Devarim, there are three things. Rabbi Gamliel machmer kedivri beshamish. Rabbi Gamliel was machmer beshamish shita. What are these three things?
Means that you can make hatamona, that means wrap something around to keep it hot. On yomtiv, let's say Friday, was yomtiv for the purpose of Shabbos. The Gemara explains the machlekes series, where if you make an erev tavshilin, that according to Beis Hillel, if you put down the food from before Shabbos, that helps you even to be able to make the mice hatamona also. But according to Beis Shammai, it would only help you if you make a special Maisa Hatzmona. You have to wrap around some food from before Yom Tov to keep it hot. L'shem Shabbos, then it's Mutter. But just the Erev Tavshilin alone, that you left the egg for the purpose of Erev Tavshilin, the loch would be you're not allowed to make a Maisa Hatzmona. You cannot wrap around something to keep it hot from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Another loch is L'chumra V'yein Zoyk V'nes HaMenorah V'Yom Tov. If a menorah falls down and comes apart, you're not allowed to put it up again, erect it again, and put it back into place. And the Gemara says, talking about a menorah that comes in pieces like, and has fell down now and came into pieces. So the Shami holds as an Issa binyan on Kalim, and the Sil holds ain binyan be Kalim, therefore you're allowed to put them together. And the third halacha that he passes like Beishami was, V'yein oifen, epitin, geritzin, elarikikin. If you do bake bread on Yom Tov, you can't make big, thick pieces of bread, but rather you have to make small ones. Because Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to make big breads, because it's a tirchis here, it's an extra bother to do it. Therefore, you're better off make a lot of small ones. And Beis Hillel holds no, that it's a bigger tircha, like to make a lot of them is also a tircha. So you could die to make one big one, so that's the machlekes. See, paskin, no, you're not allowed to make, again, pitin dritza means very big and thick chalas. Yellow kikin, small ones. Amr Rabbi Gamliel, or Gamliel says like this, Mimeyem shel beis abba, from the times of my father, I remember my father's house, lehoi oifen pitin geritzen, they did not bake these big, fat, thick breads, elor kikin, only small ones. Says a right, Rabbi Gamliel, there used to be machmelech beis shamai. Omruloi, so they said back to him, the chom said back, Manasa, what can we do, leveis avicha, to your father's house, they were machmir, they were tricked upon themselves. But for everybody else, they passed on the equal lachas like Vesilol, Lios Oifen, Pitin, Ritzin, Vachari, that you are allowed to bake big, thick breads on Yom Tov. And Vachari means like big pieces of bread, Chararos, Gederlois, that you bake over the coals. That's also Mutter. The Mishnah Zayin, Afu Oimer, Rabbi Gamliel also used to say, Shleishet Vrom Hokil, and three things would pass Ken Lukula, to be mekel, to be lenient. Mechabdin, Bein Hamitois, you let her sweep the floor in between the beds, and they used to eat by the beds, so he always let her sweep up the floor there from the food that fell between the mitois.
even though the Chum say it's Osir to sweep to sweep the floor on Yom Tif, was Gezeira, maybe you smooth out the holes on the floor, and that's still like the binyan in the house. And Gamliel, still he was Mekel, said there's no Issa. Since there's only a small place there, we're not afraid, maybe he'll fill up the holes there. Another kula was, Umanichen es hamugma b'yom tif. You're allowed to let, like, to burn spices on Yom Tov to make the smell come up. This is called Hanoi Saguf. It goes into the category of Oichel Nefesh that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Again, if you have a fire ready burning, you're allowed to put some spices on top there to burn the spices to make the good smell come up. And thirdly, he holds the Oisin Gedi Makulus B'Leil Pesachim. You're allowed to take the kid, an animal, on Leil Pesach. Bezman is even though we don't have a Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to take a gedi makulis, like take the kid and roast it complete, the head with its feet on it. The way it used to by the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, still he holds as mutter to do it today also. There's no gzera like it may look like you're bringing the Korban Pesach bachutz, but the Gemara says v'chom mois v'chom say no it's osa. In all these three cases, the chom say it's osa. The first one is a shaila of an Ashra Gumais. Second one, he holds that it's not called Shavlech HaNefesh. And thirdly, he holds that it's an Issa Medirabon, because it's nearer Kaichel Kachim Bachutz. Mishneches. Shleisha Devorim, there are three things. Reb Leza ben Azariah Matir, he was lenient. V'chom Ois Nechom said, no, it's also. That Parosa Yoitza Britzua Sheben Kanehom. That Reb Leza ben Azariah held that a cow could go out on Yom Tif or on Shabbos, even though it's wearing its britzu, it has a ribbon between its horns. Go out to a shusarabim. Says, even though a person is mitzvah al shrisas b'emto on Shabbos, but he holds his only made lenoi to make it look nice, that's not called a carrying on Shabbos. For the hey mitzmuta. For a chom mois, the chom say no, it's also. It's not called a noi, and therefore the chom say it's also. The pshat is because since not all cows wear it, they consider it like a masui. Therefore, a person has the essay or shvisas pehemtoi, you're not supposed to put this on your animal to walk out with it on Shabbos. Another locha was on the cordin as the payment of a yomtif. You let us scratch the animal, like comb them down on yomtif, even though it's a comb made out of metal and the hairs of it are very thin. So it's, even though sometimes it makes a chabur, it makes it bleed, but it's a davar sheni miskaven, it's not a psik reisha, therefore they held it was mutter.
In other words, it doesn't have to happen that it bleeds, and you don't have intentions for it. Therefore it's mutter to do on Yom Tif. V'shoicha kinesa pepolim b'rechaim shalhem. You let it crush down pepper in its own type of rechaim, in its own grinder. These are the three things of Lezvan Azayah was matir. And even though this is a big grind, that's a lot of tirch, a lot of bother, still the held it was mutter. But the Chum said, no, you're not allowed to grind the papalim in the big grind, or only in the small one. We have Yudam Yudah says, Ein Makordin is Sabayim B'Yomtif. No, you're not allowed to comb down an animal on Yomtif. And they shayes chaburah, because it makes them bleed, therefore it's awesome. This is a view the sheet that holds that Dovah Shayne Maskavin is also. Like he says, Mefnei Shuayis Tachabura, Avo Mekartzefin, but you like to do Kartzefin. Mekartzefin, that's also to rub, that's also to scrape, to comb him down, but with a comb made out of wood, and the point, the hair of it is a little bit wider, therefore there's no chashash, you'll make it bleed. Tachom and Tachom say, Ein Mekordin, Aflo and Mekartzefin, Tachom say, no, both are also, because they make Xera Kirtzef. If you use the kits of the wider comb, you may come to use the thinner comb that will make it bleed. Therefore, the chum making zera both are also. Mishnah Tes. Horechayim shopapolim. If you have this grinder that used to grind up pepper in, is tameya. It would be mekabotuma. Mishum shloisha kelim. There are three parts of this grinder that has a shame kli on it that it could be mekabotuma separately. Meaning to say, even if one part of it breaks, the other two is still tameya. That's called now Mishum Kli Kibul, the bottom part of it that receives the pepper, or Mishum Kli Matris, there's also a metal part to it, or Mishum Kli Kvar, and then there's the sifting part of it, So these are called three separate kelim. Each one has its own din, can be kabel tumah by itself. And they have to be mitayim each one separately also. Mishnah Yud. Agolish or cotton to meya medrus. If you have a type of a wagon that kids use to learn how to walk on it, and the kid supports himself with it, so the loch is then to meya medrus. If the kid has a tumah zav on him, so he'll be mitama this wagon. It's called the Tumas Merka Medras. He's like sitting on, leaning on top of it. So you tell us the Shabbos, you let her touch it and move it around on Shabbos, that's not Muksa. V'eino Negreris, Elo Agabe Kalim. It's only dragging along on Shabbos Yom Tov, only on top of Kalim, but not on top of the ground, because if you do it on the ground, you're going to make a charit, an indention there, that looks like a chafira, like you're plowing the ground. We have Yudah, Yudah says, Kol ha-kelim ein negrorim, any type of a kli, you're not supposed to drag along on the ground on Shabbos Yom Tov. Chutz min ha-gola, only a wig when you're allowed to. Bevnei shikra veshes. Because like just pushes down the ground, means to say it just takes the ground and makes a little bit nomach lower. But it does not move the ground from its place. And therefore it's not considered, you'd be metalta muksa like.
Up to Perek Shlishi. Mishnah Aleph.
Ein sodin dogim and habivorin be Yom Tov. They're not allowed to catch fish from like a pond, a fish pond on Yom Tov, because there's an issa tzeida on Yom Tov, since it's a melacha that you could have done an erev Yom Tov. Therefore, it's also to catch it on Yom Tov. This is what Rashi learns pshat. Others learn pshat because a tzeida is a melacha daima tiktziram the joyka dava migaduloi, and this is also on Yom Tov. You can't give the fish food on Yom Tov, because we're afraid it's a gezeira, you may come to catch them on Yom Tov. But you're allowed to catch on Yom Tov a chayi, wild animal, or a oif, or a bird, from its cages. We're talking about now in a cage like where it's oimer to eat, so therefore it's easy to catch them, therefore there's no issur tzeider on Yom Tov. And therefore, the noisim of Naim is Einish, let it give them food to eat on Yom Tov. We have a Shimon Gamliel line there. Loi kol abivor and shofen, not all cages are alike. Zeklal, this is the general rule. Kol amuchuset tzeider also, if it's very big, they still have to go inside and catch it, it's also to do it on Yom Tov. V'shein amuchuset tzeider, but if it's small, that you get it in one shot, that's not called an issur tzeida, it's not called like it's missing capturing, therefore it's mutter to capture it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Beis. Mitzutis chayi v'yoyfe dogim shasur me'av Yom Tov. You have nets that you want to capture a chayi, a wild animal, or birds, or fish, that you made them, spread them out before Yom Tov. So li'yitav ben the Yom Tov. If you capture something, you know how to take it on Yom Tov. Elim kem yodei and let you know for sure she nitzoy the mayor of Yom Tov was caught from before Yom Tov, then there wouldn't be a shalom of muksa. But if it was first caught on Yom Tov, there'd be a nisa muksa. Well, maisa once happened benoch riach with one guy. Shehevi dogen, Ram Gamliel, he brought fish to Ram Gamliel. V'yomer, Gamliel paskin, mutarn him, the muta. Elishen yutzon l'kabla men, who doesn't want to accept it, take it from the guy. In other words, Ram Gamliel held that even though it's a suffix, maybe the guy caught it on Yom Tov. Still, for the doubt, not suffic, he's moderate. Just he himself did not want to accept it from the guy. Some learned of Shatas because he didn't like the guy. He was his enemy. That's why they didn't want to accept it from him. And some say because he was machmer upon himself, al suffic, not to use it. Mishnah Gimel. Tehema misokenes, if you have an animal that's about to die, is lo yishchot. You're not allowed to shecht it now in Yom Tov, like just to be able to save the meat, because of this it may die or be in a veil. That's also. Elim came only, yei shoyz b'yem lechem amena kezayis solid. There has to be enough time on Yom Tov that after the shchiti you can still take it and roast it and eat the kezayis of it. That's called yemena shchiti, let's serve Yom Tov, then it's mutter. If you have a kivra, Makiva says, afilu kezayis chayme based fichosas, doesn't have to be enough time to roast it. Even if you just eat a kezayis of raw meat, the meat near the neck, like near the makam tficha, that soft meat, that's also then be mutter to shecht it on Yom Tov. Shochta basod, let's say you shechted the animal in the field on Yom Tov, le'yiviyena b'moit, you'll have it carried inside, b'moit with the sticks, the way you normally carry it inside. It takes two people to carry it on the shoulders.
because that's called the Pirsum Adovritz and Zilzul in Kavod Yom Tov. Maybe the other Yavomivom, you should bring it home, so pieces by piece, then it's not such a Zilzul in Kavod Yom Tov. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Bechor Shenofa Labor. If on Yom Tov a Bechor, an animal that's a Bechor, fell into the Bor and was a Balmum, and you didn't show it to the Mumchi at Fener of Yom Tov. Then now it fell into the Bor on Yom Tov, and you're afraid it may die there. Now we know the Loch of a Bechor is the firstborn of a Bechor. It has Kedusha, and really you have to bring it for Korban. Just as man is there, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. So another answer is to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the owner could keep it, then he just has to give it to a Kohen, and a Kohen could eat it. See, we're talking about now this Bechor, then the animal that's a Bechor fell into a Bor, and you want to have it checked out now to see if the Mum is a good Mum or not before it dies, to be able to shecht it on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Yerid Mumcha V'Yira. Yes, you let us send a Mumcha, a professional like Rav, to go down there to check it out, Im Yesh Bamum, to see if it has a Mum, and if it does have a Mum, then you let us shecht it. So Yalav Yeshua, you bring up the animal and shecht it. V'Yim Lav, let's say it doesn't have a Mum on it, then Lo Yishchet, then you're not going to make a Shechita on it. It's us to bring it up also, if you can't make a Shechita. Rabbi Shimon of Shimon says, Kol Shein Mum Anikam Vajoyim, if you did not know for sure it had a Mum from before Yom Tov, Ain't Zemin HaMuchen, this is called Muksa. Since before Yom Tov you did not know it has a Mum, you're like Mak Sadas, you have in mind not to use it for Yom Tov, therefore it remains Muksa. Mishnah Hei, Pehema Shemesa, Pehema that dies on Yom Tov, Loi is a Zenimim Koim, not let it move it from its place. We're talking about the Morris, we're talking about here now, Behemoth Kotchim, that after it's Misa, it's also Bano, and you have to bury it. Therefore, not to move it from its place because it's cold, it's Muksa. But a Behemoth Chulin that dies in Yom Tov, if it was a Musakenas Nair of Yom Tov, it was very sick before Yom Tov, you knew it was going to die before Yom Tov, then the Gemara says, you've allowed to cut it up and give it to the Klovim, give it to the dogs, because you had in mind before Yom Tov to feed it to the dogs. See, we're talking about an animal that was kachim, and therefore it's also bano, after it dies, therefore you can't move it. Or maisa once happened, v'sholos r'btafen, yes r'btafen alehel. And what's the halacha? V'yal ha'chalosh in its modios, yes, what's the halacha? Upon chala, no, when you make dough, you have to take off chala, it has halacha like truma, so if it became tome, you're not allowed to eat it. V'nichnas the basement, he went to the basement of Sholos and asked the question, v'yomelo, they said back to him, these two cases, lo yaziz emim kaim, you're not allowed to move it from its place. The ball considered muksa, you can't move it from its place. Since they're not fit for any purpose, you can't use them, eat them, therefore it remains muksa. Mishnah Vav, Ein nimnim ala behema lachatchila b'yom tov. Samora says it means if a bunch of people want to come together to buy an animal on Yom Tov, they need an animal to eat now, so they're allowed to go like to the sheikhit and take it, but not speak out exactly how much money you have to pay. Ava nimnim ala mer of Yom Tov, you're allowed to get permission to use it before Yom Tov. But if they made up the price before Yom Tov, then it's okay on Yom Tov to come for Shechetin and they shecht it, or Mechalkin and they divide that between themselves, and they'll pay for it after Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shekel Adam Bosek Neged Akli, if you want to measure out, like to know how much meat each one takes, you should not let him measure something on Yom Tov. So the answer is, Shekel Adam Bosek Neged Akli, I just take the Kli on one side of the scale, and take the meat on the other side. Or Keneged Akupa, so it's measured out with the hatchet. Chom say no, you're not allowed to use the scale at all on Yom Tov. So if you hold, since you're not really measuring out to know how much the meat weighs, you're just making a siman now to weigh it out over the kli, over the knife, and tomorrow you measure out the knife, see, that's muta. The Chom say no, even this is also to do on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to measure anything on Yom Tov. Mishnah Zayin, as a sack on Yom Tov, not allowed to sharpen your knife on Yom Tov.
So that's called tikkun kli, fixing it up. Avol mashiach gabechvedi, you could rub one knife over the other knife. That's not called a tikkun gomer. It's kalach hayad. It's like a shinui. Therefore, it's mutar to do on Yom Tov. Lo yomer odin l'tal person should not say to the butcher, shikoli bedina basa, measure me off a dina's worth of meat. That you can't do. Avol sheichit, you could shech the animal on Yom Tov. Or mechalkem b'neim and divide it up between yourselves. So the shot is, as long as you don't measure the price, it's okay. So if they say, give me a dollar's worth of meat, that's also. You just come, give me a big piece of meat, that's okay, and you'll pay for it after Yom Tov. Continue on the rest of the Masechta on the next tape. On the second tape, continue on from Paragimel Mishnah Ches to the end.